it's almost safe to bring the kids back to the TV set, Janet Jackson is about two-thirds through her whirlwind press tour this week. It's the first appearance she has made on TV since her notorious breast-bearing incident at this year's Super Bowl. With a new album to promote, she's taken a head-first dive into a media blitz, a fascinating exercise in the fine art of celebrity image maintenance, to say the least. Andrew Wallenstein, who covers television for The Hollywood Reporter, has these thoughts.
She may be public enemy number one on Capitol Hill, but Janet Jackson was out to win over the rest of the country this week. And some of the biggest shows in Mediaville were all too willing to keep nursing Nipplegate. That included Late Night with David Letterman, Good Morning America, On the Air with Ryan Seacrest, and Entertainment Tonight. If you held a microphone out to the wind this week, chances are Janet was standing in front of it. You might assume the last thing she would do is go public. But with a new album in stores and new singles tanking without airplay on MTV, there was no place to hide. You see, it has become a rite of passage to keep a high profile after a celebrity meltdown. Last, it was Ben Affleck who worked the gossip gauntlet, fresh out of the most star-crossed relationship in the history of mankind. J-Lo could not have made a bigger fool of him. But with a new movie to plug called Jersey Girl, he braved every public relations opportunity he could, all the way to Saturday Night Live. And did I mention Janet is hosting that show later this week? Her first stop was Entertainment Tonight. Janet set a tone she would not waver from all week. Coy, but not contrite. Was it sincere? Well, you decide.
Has it faded, the controversy of it?
For myself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's I put that behind me.
Was the impact, and will it go on, you think?
I don't know if it'll go on. I mean, at some point it's got to stop, but I just thought it was kind of silly to focus on that when there's so many more important things in the world going on.
Then came the other appearances. On Good Morning America, Janet performed an outdoor concert, and she could thank her fans for drowning out Diane Sawyer's subsequent interview. But on David Letterman, it wasn't that easy. Making like the Mike Wallace of Late Night, he doggedly pursued an explanation for Nipplegate. But you have to give Janet this. She took a clever tack. Taking the moral high ground, she suggested subjects like war and poverty were better topics for discussion. But her choice of outfit on Letterman undermined her credibility. It's hard to dismiss her Super Bowl incident as a wardrobe malfunction when she's wearing a gown that boosts her bust to the size of footballs. For someone who agreed to a massive amount of media exposure, Jackson had very little to say. Her answer to every question about the Super Bowl communicated that she didn't want to dwell on the past. Janet just wants to move on. Her message was clear. Just because you revealed your boob to 190 million people doesn't mean you have a lot to get off your chest.
Demita Jeff.
Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter. This is Day to Day from NPR News.